Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Mm-hmm. the brain trust of Brian Haas, jazz pianist, composer, bandleader, producer, and the leader of the band Jacob Fred Jazz Odyssey, we start yet another hour of Neon Jazz with the tune Fourth Eye off the 2005 album called Self Is Gone from the Jacob Fred outfit. And it's with that tune that we will kick off a full hour of featuring the Jacob Fred Band. Mince with some surprises as we go along and explore their incredible contribution and furthering of the jazz institution with their fearless approach to giving fans music. And along the way, we'll have some thoughts from Brian about the band, his life, and much more. Brian was born in Kansas City, Missouri, but spent his childhood in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. And Jacob Fred came right out of Tulsa, Oklahoma. And Brian is sort of a prodigy. He began studying and playing classical music at the age of 5 and went on to winning piano competitions very young in his life. So the Jacob Fred Jazz Odyssey has been around for 21 years, and in 2015 they released their 27th album. It was called The Battle for Earth. These cats have been expert in a sound full of manipulated loops, electronics, and synthesizers juxtaposed with the grand piano, guitar, and lap steel, and many other vibes. And during a recent interview with Neon Jazz, Brian described Jacob Fred's sound this way.
It's been a really humble process, but none of it has been on purpose. That's, I think, why it's always kind of worked. We've never really... With the exception of the Race Riot Suite, I would say that's the one exception. That was very intentional, very on purpose. That was all written by Combs. Really, I would describe our sound as a happy accident.
Over the years, this band has amassed not only a faithful and huge audience of fans, but they have won over the critics in their unique blend of jazz. I got a copy of Stay Gold on vinyl last year, and that initial experience with the band was akin to hearing Miles Davis's Kind of Blue for the very first time. It's fresh, original, and blended expertly by this band, and we will explore their sound and vision as this hour moves forward. And with that, welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from the town in the middle of America, creating jazz every single day, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, armed with 1 hour of the finest band that we can find around today, and that is Jacob Fred. The most recent project for Brian Haas, and something that will take him on tour through the first part of 2016, is the band Nola Tet with the release of their album called Dogs, and that will be on February 26, 2016. This band is a super group lineup featuring Johnny Vidakovich on drums, James Singleton on the upright bass, and former KC Cat Mike Dillon on the vibes and percussion, and Brian, he's going to do the honors on the keys. And before we go into a track off this new album called Bongo Joe, this is what Brian had to say about the band.
The Nola Tet thing happened really organically and kind of on accident. I mean, the other guys in the band already had a trio called Devious, Dylan Vidakovich Singleton. A couple years ago, they had some special guests fall through for Telluride Jazz Festival, and I live in Santa Fe, so I'm only like 4 or 5 hours from Telluride. And I got a funny call from Mike Dillon where he was like, hey, we had some miscommunications, and I was just blown away because I love that trio. All those guys are heroes of mine.
Hey, everybody. This is Brian Haas with Jacob Fred Jazz Odyssey and the Nola Tet, and you are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was The Odyssey with the 2006 tune Don't Let It Bring You Down off their album The Sameness of Difference. When Jacob Fred initially came together in 1994, Brian said he was on a journey to learn jazz from some of the finest minds around him. But all of these thoughts of jazz began when he decided to ditch a career in classical music and go towards the jazz. His inspiration, ultimately, was Mike Dillon.
Seeing Mike Dillon playing with Billy Goat and playing this weird new take on jazz mixed with punk rock, I mean, it's part of why I started Jacob Fred. I don't really think I would have started Jacob Fred at age 19 if not for having seen Mike Dillon the year before.
Since their beginnings, the band has been consistently releasing albums and going through their fair share of musicians along the way. And speaking of moving on, here's the 2007 title track off their LP Welcome Home, next on Neon Jazz. Thank you.
This is Harold O'Neill from Kansas City, currently residing in New York, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was Jacob Fred with the 2008 tune Walkin' the Reluctant Genius off their CD Lil Ty Rides Again. During the beginnings of the band, Brian said it was one cat that convinced him to make the leap into original jazz music.
The guy who really got me playing jazz was Jacob Fred's first drummer, Sean Layden, who had heard me as a high schooler in the practice rooms and told me I was wasting my time spending all this time playing other people's music when I could be playing my own. So, I mean, Sean was a genius, but Sean was really like the avatar, the guru of early Jacob Fred. I mean, Sean had me listening to so much jazz when I was a high schooler.
So it was during this year, 2008, that the band was touring predominantly as a quartet to promote the Lil Tay Rides Again album. So from 2008, we move into 2009 with the album One Day in Brooklyn, and here is the tune Country Girl.
Thank you. Harshbarger. You are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
That was the tune Sensation of Seeing Light off the very cool 2010 LP Stay Gold that I mentioned at the top of the hour, and it is golden. During this year of 2010, they were parting ways with bassist Matt Hayes, and they would bring on Kansas City strong resident Jeff Harshbarger as their new double bassist. And Jeff represented a revolving door of evolution that I've already mentioned, and it took place regularly in Jacob Fred. And Jeff represented a revolving door of evolution that took place in Jacob Fred, and Brian talked about that exact evolution of the band.
Everybody that's come into the ensemble has brought so much to the table. Like I told you, I started the band to really learn how to play jazz. Everybody that's been in the band has taught me so much and contributed so much. It would have to be all the other band members and just all the fans. I mean, my gosh, we've played all over the world multiple times, toured Europe 7 years in a row, huge tours.
Fueled by the Tulsa Race Riot of 1921 at Tulsa's Church Studio, here's the tune The Burning off the 2011 CD Race Riot Suite.
try some more neon jazz.
Do it.
That was the combo of Brian Haas at the keys and the talented Matt Chamberlain at the drums with the 2013 tune Drive off the CD called Frames. So during the same year, Jacob Fred began performing as a trio. Brian then became the band's bassist using a Moog bass keyboard to his left atop the piano, a talented band leader that always knew how to make it work. And as we begin hitting the final stride on this hour of looking into Jacob Fred, here's the tune New Bird off their 2014 CD called Worker.
Thank you.
Hey, this is Joe Locke, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino, keeping the vibe alive.
That was the cool track called Tetherball Triumph off their latest 2015 disc called The Battle for Earth. And in the battle for new jazz and fresh music, Brian Haas and the Jacob Fred Jazz Odyssey has won. And over all the years Brian has led this band, there has been one constant that kept him moving forward.
I've always been more into saxophonists. I mean, my main hero is John Coltrane. When I wake up and I feel weird and I can't remember why I've devoted my life to this one thing, all I do is put on a Coltrane album, and I remember why I do what I do.
And the final cut on this hour of Jacob Fred is the 2005 tune Prince of Darkness off the CD Telluride is Acoustic. And before that, I always ask jazz cats what they love about jazz, and I always get amazing answers. Dick Bryans.
Because of the risk, not just the risk on stage, but the risk off stage to make the capitalism work. I love living on the edge, and some people do that by skydiving or putting on suits with wings and jumping off of mountains. I do it by forcing my capitalism to shape itself around art.
And it's with that that we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a cat always pushing radio into the future, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Jazz.
Like what you heard, well, we can't hear you. Drop us a line. Let us know what you think. We're always here for you. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right. Until next time. Enjoy the music, my friends.
Neon Jazz.